Well, good morning, everybody. Well, the flu bug has got around all of us now in the Phillips family. Lizette got it first, and then Mark early last night, and then myself just a little while ago. We all were throwing up, and all of the signs are there. And so it is what it is. It's ordained by God. And so we just try to make do. So if I have to stop in the middle of this broadcast and go do some business, you know what it is. But we're going to try to make it through this devotional time. In the 24th chapter of Matthew, 30th verse says, "Then shall the sign of the Son of Man in heaven appear, the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he shall send his angels with the great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other." Well, this is inevitable. God said it was going to happen, and it will happen. And he says in the 25th chapter of Matthew, 31st verse, "When the Son of Man shall come in his glory and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then shall the king say unto them on the right hand, Come, blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world." Well, whenever he was getting ready to be taken and crucified, the 26th chapter, 31st verse, "Then saith Jesus unto them, All ye shall be offended because of me this night, for it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock shall be scattered abroad." Well, many want to teach a doctrine of secular humanism. They want to teach a man-centered gospel. And Christ said, as is written in the prophets, "They shall be all taught of God. Every man, therefore, that hath heard and hath learned of the Father cometh unto me." He says, "Therefore said I unto you that no man can come unto me except it were given unto him of my Father." This is the Father's will which has sent me, that of all which he hath given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. Now if we go back to the 65th Psalm, we read verse 4, blessed is the man whom thou choosest and causest to approach unto thee, that he may dwell in thy courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house, even of thy holy temple. O God of our salvation, who art the confidence of all the ends of the earth, of them that are far off upon the sea. Well, I'm glad that God has done a mighty work to the children of men, specifically his people. And I'm glad of the promises that we have. And Titus tells us in the 9th verse of chapter 1, holding fast the faithful word as he hath been taught, that he may be able to, by sound doctrine, both to exhort and to convince the gainsayers. He says, he gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify in himself a peculiar people zealous of good works, looking for that blessed hope and that glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. I'm looking forward to that day. He says in 1 John 5:13, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that you have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. And we know that the Son of God has come and hath given us an understanding, that we may know him that is true. We are in him that is true, even in his Son Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory, with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. Jude 24:25. God bless you this morning, and please keep our family in your prayers as we go through this time of the flu virus, that God would give us sustaining grace. God bless.